Raiders up.
Starting your racing Sunday. Welcome to RSN 927's Correct Weight.
And we now have Correct Weight.
Here's Warren Huntley.
Good morning. Welcome to Correct Weight on Sunday, the 14th of June. We're getting into winter racing, but there was some good racing, particularly at Eagle Farm yesterday with some stakes races and maybe some horses that can head to the spring following their victories at Eagle Farm yesterday. We'll touch on that in the first hour with Toby Edmonds following the Group 1 victory of Tyzone last week in the Stradbroke. Vanna Girl might have been the star of racing around Australia yesterday. Obviously, there was racing at Moonee Valley, back there at Moonee Valley with the track undergoing a bit of a renovation. We'll touch on that with Dean Lester and Brendan Delaney after 9 o'clock when we look at racing right around Australia. But also in a busy first hour, Joe McKinnon will join us shortly, talking to Barry Square and Tracy Bartley. Some good stories coming out of racing at Eagle Farm yesterday. Ray Thomas will give us his usual wrap on racing at Sydney yesterday on rain-affected ground at Rose Hill. Touch on some of the influence of New South Wales horses in the meeting at Eagle Farm. Maddie Williams and Talia Hope were key players at the Valley yesterday, and they'll join us also in the first hour. So a busy first hour prior to Dean Lester and Brendan Delaney joining me at 9 o'clock. And the highlight for me of racing around Australia yesterday was the winner, Vanna Girl, at Eagle Farm.
El Jude has now got the lead. Florent tries. Down the outside, Money Magic has been wide. Further out to Vanna Girl. Celestial Falls and Salome. But here's Vanna Girl down the outside. She's ranged up. Celestial Falls tries to go with her. Salome is late down the outside from Florent. But Vanna Girl's a length and a half clear. She's done it again. And Brad Stewart's done it again. Brilliant. Vanna Girl defeats Salome and Celestial Falls. Not sure for Florent or Miss Penfold. Followed by Miss Cavallo.
Toby and Trent Edmonds took out the Tyzone Stradbroke, the Group 1 feature at Eagle Farm last week, and back there in the Magic Millions, the Roses for the three-year-old fillies at Group 2 level for Vanna Girl yesterday, and she's building a very good record. And Toby Edmonds joins us this morning. Congratulations, Toby.
Morning, Warren. Thanks very much.
Really an impressive record. And, what we saw from her yesterday out to the 1,800 metres looks like the sky's the limit for her. How do you see her?
Yeah, she's got a distance range. We think we can get out to 2,000, maybe even a little bit further. So she handled that 1,800 pretty easily yesterday. And everything was thrown at her, she's been able to handle. So let's see where she fits in from here, I suppose.
Could have been a sticky barrier draw. What did you make of Brad Stewart's ride in the first couple of 100 metres?
Look, it was A-grade, obviously. I'd suggest Brad Stewart is a bit of an underachiever, to be truthful. He could ride in most places, I'd suggest, and I don't think you would have got a better ride from, you know, any of the champions in the past, you know, Dipman, Speedman's, whoever, you know, he wanted that spot he got to, and he got there quite easily, and obviously got to have the horse to do it, but certainly, the two rides he's had on her, he's been able to achieve brilliant runs from Ordinary Alley, so 10 out of 10.
Perspective too, then she was in a position where she was poised to strike at the turn into the home straight. Looked like she even got there a bit quick because she spins so quickly and got a bit lost when she got to the front because she's so good chasing, but she did it so easily yesterday. She found herself in front a little bit earlier.
Yeah, she got a brilliant turn of foot, and you're right, you know, I suppose, he didn't want to get that wide on the track, you know. I think he was sort of sitting and waiting for a bit, and then when he let her rip, she picked him up very quickly and, just coasted to the line a bit or floated a bit, I suppose. But look, I can't be more thankful, and she's just a brilliant filly that's got a good future, hopefully.
What might that future entail?
Oh, look, we've obviously got to sit down now, and she's going to go for a little break, only about three and a bit weeks, so... we're just going to nominate her for all the major races, and she can tell us where she fits in, or we'll fit her into wherever we think she can perform at her best, you know. So who knows? As I said, we're just going to throw all the noms in, and hopefully we can pick the right path for her.
Obviously, 1,800 metres yesterday wasn't an issue, and you referenced she should get at least 2,000. Does she give yourself and the riders the impression that she might even relax well enough to get out even beyond at 2,400 metres and even further?
Look, I don't know how much further past 2,000. Possibly, you know, she had a reduced choice mare by Huffin, so, you know, that distance range could be the max. I'm not sure. But look, obviously, we'll phone on with the Caulfield Cup, all those type of races, and see where she fits in and let her tell us.
Day got off to a terrific start for the team yesterday. Yourself and Trent with Smart and Sexy surging late to win the Dalrello. What was your impression of that victory?
Yeah, good effort from that filly. She's a maiden and she's ran, you know, she ran some really nice races. You know, I think her first run in a race was behind Away Game, and obviously Away Game's proven that, you know, frank that form. Obviously going to the Magic Mean, running great in the Slipper and the Blue Diamond. So, you know, she's always going to be hard to beat in a race like that. She's still a little little hot and bothered. She's a smart missile filly that's quite fizzy, and so her manners need to tidy up a bit. But I suppose that's just maturity. We're going to give her a little break as well, and probably aim her at the Magic Million 3 year old and see if we can see if she can just sort of chill out on the way through. And I think she will with a bit more time.
Smart and Sexy and Vanna Girl have got the world at their feet, so to speak, after a break and then on to possibly even some of the elite races. But for Winter Bride, who's been a great horse for the stable, bowing out yesterday with a third placing in the Dane Ripper, you were full of praise for Winter Bride post the race and just with what she's meant to the stable. What did you make of her run yesterday?
Oh, it was a good run, you know, backing up from the Stradbroke. She's never backed up before. And there's always been some doubt at the 1400 with her. She's quite stiff in the Stradbroke not to run a place. She got flattened at the 150 metre mark by the eventual second or third place getter. I can't remember which one. Nick and Over, I think, flattened her. You know, and then we just decided, well, she's going to start, you know, she's been retired for a long time. Let's have a throw up the stumps of the group too. And you know, I thought she was going to win, and to the, you know, the winner and the second horse, credit, they both fought back and beat her. So she gave her all yesterday, and she has been great for the stable. You know, she's Group 2 place getter a couple of times, Group 1 place getter, multiple stakes winner, multiple Group 3 winner. So, look, she's, you know, and come from, you know, an hour maiden, actually, to achieve those sort of things. So it's amazing what a good pedigreed mare can do with a bit of time.
And no doubt Sejin Ho, who will take control of her now, will enhance that pedigree and hopefully the bloodlines. And good to have a relationship and a great relationship you've got with such a great breeding operation.
Yeah, they've been our biggest supporters for quite a number of years now, and probably we wouldn't be where we are now without their support, you know, 5 or 6 years ago when Bill Mitchell sent us our first horse. Bill Mitchell and Kevin Maloney, sorry. So yeah, they've been great supporters of mine and our stable, and continued, hopefully.
Vanna Girl, Ty Zone, hopefully Smart and Sexy, all part of an assault on some better races. Is there one or two others in the team that you think you can measure up and aim at some better races in the carnivals as they take their shape in the months ahead?
Yeah, a couple haven't raced yet. You know, we've got some really nice horses there, so I won't name them or label them yet. They'll find their way there if they're good enough. So, you know, they'll probably come out in trials and such in the next few weeks and onto the races. So we hope to have a nice team in Melbourne for the spring. You know, that could be 5 or 6 horses. So hopefully, we can get them up and get them going and fit and ready to go.
Looking forward to seeing that, particularly Vanna Girl and her career unfold, and we'll keep an eye on the trials in the weeks ahead to try and identify those horses that you're talking about. Toby, congratulations again to you and Trent on a terrific carnival, and particularly the Group 1 victory of Ty Zone and the victory of Vanna Girl on Smart and Sexy yesterday. Thanks for joining us these last couple of weeks, and good luck for the spring.
Thanks, Warren.